In this episode of Slice Your Age, we're going to be teaching you the 5 regrets of people that are dying, and make sure none of these ever happen to you.
Welcome to Slice Your Age, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, it's Dr. Dave back with you with another episode of Slice Your Age. This is episode 66, and I am with
Yoko
in the studio. Yoko, how are you doing?
Very good.
Fantastic. Did you have a good New Year?
Yes.
Well, Happy New Year to you. By the way, how do you say Happy New Year in Japanese one more time?
Akemashite omedetou gozaimasu.
Akemashite omedetou gozaimasu to all of our Japanese listeners.
Maybe 今年もよろしくお願いします。Yeah.
So the whole thing together is kind of like Happy New Year.
Yeah, and then like in this podcast, that means like please listen to us this year again.
Well, they have to. You have to listen to us all year long, all year long. Now, this episode, we're going to be teaching you 5 things that people are, when they're in their final stages of life, they look back and they regret these 5 things. So if you know them now and can take care of them and don't do them, then when the time comes and you're getting close to the end, you will have hopefully no regrets, because you will be, you will have lived your life in such a full way, and maybe perhaps the best way. And maybe a way that a lot of people don't really live their lives. So many people are just working so hard and chasing money, and just it just gets to be like life goes so fast. And then at the end, they think, why didn't I do this? Or what? God, I regret that I didn't do this. So, Yoko, we've got 5 here. How do you want to do this? Do you want me to read it and then we can both talk about it? Or do you want to go ahead and read the first one, first regret of the dying?
We should explain first.
Go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and explain?
So this is the article, and then the people who work for old people, and then many people who are dying said to them, you know, oh, I wish I did. So that's why it's real voice from, you know, people who live long time.
Yeah. So this is actually, these are actually real life studies, somebody that actually works with elderly people that are ready to, you know, in the final stage of their life, ready to die. And these people actually said to this author, and it looks like the author, I think it's Susie Steiner, she wrote this article, and these people said, I wish blank, and she compiled these, and she kind of came up with the top 5. So if we teach you these, hopefully you can live your life with a certain purpose, and hopefully you will not have any of these 5 regrets as you get older and older and older. So I'll read the first one, then we can talk about it a little bit.
Okay, because this is the most common regret of all.
The most common? Okay, yep. So, and what it is, it's number 1, I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself and not what other people expected of me. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. Yoko, I'll tell you something. I don't know how many people are out there that are living a life that their parents want them to live, mm-hmm. their friends expect them to live.
Yeah.
Society expects them to live.
Right.
And I've always talked about this on the show. And I even had a guest one time back much earlier in the show named Jason Seymour. And the name of the show was How Being Weird can help you slice your age, because Jason kind of goes against the grain and lives a life that totally is not expected of him. And he does his own thing, and he's one of the happiest people I know. So yeah. And Yoko, there have been times in my life, and you know this, that I kind of did things. I kind of like went with the program, mm-hmm. so to speak. And I got screwed,
right?
Because I did things that other people thought I should be doing, not the way I thought I should be doing things in my heart. So really, really important. Do not do things just because it's the way they've always been done, or the way they're expected in your family,
right.
or your city, or your religion. You do them because you honestly want to do them in your heart.
Right. It's not, you know, it doesn't mean like, oh, you have to be selfish. you know, like, okay, I felt I was a little bit selfish because, okay, I love my husband and I want to live in the USA. But I'm from Japan, I'm Japanese, and I have family in Japan. So, you know, if I'm not honest with myself, oh, you know, my parents are getting old, like I should live close to them, you know, even though I'm happy or not, you know, I should do it, you know. But I'm not living that way. I love my parents, I love my family, I love my Japanese friend, I miss them all, but I want to be honest with me and I want to follow my heart. So that's why I'm here. But I don't have, you know, any regrets now so far, because that's why, like, I try to spend time with them a lot, but I don't want to fake myself either. If I didn't do it, if just think about, okay, I have to live like my parents expected me. You know, maybe I'm not happy like how I am.
Yeah. So Yoko, you feel like you're 100% living the life that you want to be living?
Yes.
And the fact that you're many, many, many miles and many, many hours away from your parents, even on a long, long, long flight to Japan, it's very obvious whenever we get together that you love them. Mm-hmm. They love you. You're very close in the sense of your hearts are close, even though geographically you're not so close. So I think it's they seem very, very happy as well. Yeah. So I think it's actually working out for everybody. And look, you could have said, no, I want to stay in Japan close to my parents. And then I'm not sure what would have happened with your life. Maybe you would have been happy, maybe not. But you're living the life you chose to live. It's working out great. And it took a lot of guts to be living, I don't even know how many miles we are from Japan, but let's say very, very far. It took you know, courage to make that decision. But you did it. And look, I know you're like a 10 on the happiness scale. So you're not going to have that regret at the end of your life that I should have done this or should have done that. Great. Good stuff. Let's get to number two.
Okay.
Number two. Now, this one, as I read the notes, this came from every male patient that Susie nursed. And every single male patient said, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. What do you think of that?
But I guess maybe nowadays, it's not all male. I think many of my friends, female friends, are working hard too.
What it says in the article, it says they miss their children's youth and their partner's companionship. So during their lives, they worked so hard to make the bucks, to make the money, but they felt that, God, they missed their kids growing up. They didn't get to see all the things their kids did. They missed their spouse. They didn't get to talk to their spouse enough, spend enough time with their spouse, hug their spouse, because they worked too hard.
Right.
And it says women also spoke of this regret, but as most were from an older generation, many of the female patients had not been the breadwinner. So yeah, you're right, Yoko. This generation now, probably a lot of the females are having this, will have the same regret as well, because so many females are in the workforce, are making the money. So I'd say, yeah, whether you're male or female, please. Now, again, we're not going to tell you to just quit your job and not work hard, because working is important.
Right.
But let's get our priorities straight. Do you have to work all day, every day? Is that the most important thing in your life? I'd say, I hope not. I hope you can spend time with the people that you love and watch your kids grow up.
Right. You know, like the other day, our friend / yoga instructor, Sandy. Recommended
Sandy.
Us to watch a movie, Tiny.
Yeah.
So which is about people who chose to live in a tiny, tiny house. So now, you know, many, many people, oh, we have to buy a new house, big house.
It's got to be 6,000 square feet. It's got to be fancy. Right. I know. Yeah.
So do we really need that? You know, we can minimize, you know, very, very, okay, we can have small house so that we don't have to pay a lot. So that means we don't have to work so hard. And then that means we have more time spend with your loved one, kids, or, you know, whoever. So that, of course, you know, for if you have kids and or I want to give them good education so that we need a lot of money, we have to work hard. It's nice, beautiful things to do, you know, to working hard for your kids or loved one, spouse. But the people, the old people, they regret. So that maybe this year you guys can have a family meeting or something. Is this really good? Is this situation really good? If not, like, how can we change it? Because if you don't change now, when you gonna change?
Right, exactly.
And then, like, you know,
right.
And then, okay, like 50, 60 years later, oh, we couldn't change that then. Yeah. That's why I'm so regret.
I regret it now.
That's not good.
A lot, you know, we speak of people that are in, we call them golden handcuffs. You know what golden handcuffs are, Yoko? Golden handcuffs. Golden meaning like they're really valuable. They're really expensive, because golden handcuff is somebody that's living a really expensive lifestyle. They might have that 6,000 square foot house, fancy cars, mm-hmm. jewelry, designer clothes, kids in private schools, country club memberships. The list goes on and on and on. Yeah. But in order to live that lifestyle, they have to work their butts off. They have to always be working and working and working hard and making more money to pay their lifestyle. But as you suggested in the movie Tiny, which, by the way, I loved that movie Tiny.
Yeah.
If you get a chance, please see Tiny. It puts things totally in perspective. Do we really need all this stuff in our lives? I say no.
But if you can afford it, that's fine. But if you are struggling for payments, like you say, golden.
If you're in the golden handcuffs,
that's above your capacity.
And you have to keep working so hard and so long and get so stressed out to just keep making all these payments to live that lifestyle. I'd say, in my opinion, craziness. Mm. And you're going to regret it at a later age, because you will have missed all these beautiful things with your friends, family. Mm-hmm. So that's the second regret.
Okay.
The third regret, Yoko, is I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings.
Mm.
And I'll just read what she says after this. Many people suppress their feelings in order to keep peace with others. I know people that have done that, including me probably. Yes, yeah. Definitely. As a result, they settled for a mediocre existence and never became who they truly were capable of becoming. Many developed illnesses relating to the bitterness and resentment they carried as a result. So many people are kind of living a life and not expressing who they actually are, because they think it's the right thing to do, or somebody's maybe pressuring them to live that life, or to not really be the true them. Mm-hmm. That's dangerous. Yeah. Horrible.
And then also, like in Japan too, like we have so many people living in a very small country.
Right.
So that we try to make harmony. So which it sounds good. But in other words, we just try to be nice on the surface and, you know, holding, you know, bad feeling inside and don't say anything. So that cause, you know, bad disease too, actually. And then, like, you know, many people actually commit suicide in Japan. So that's not good at all. So number three, of course, it's, you know, good to be peace with many, many people. But if that feeling causing your stress or causing your health issue, maybe you should express.
Absolutely. Now, I have heard that in Japan, that people, like, on the outside, they will smile, they'll be real nice to you, but on the inside, they really maybe don't feel that way. And you say that causes people to have problems over time. That's scary. So get the emotion out and say what you think, and don't be afraid. I mean, I'm pretty outspoken, and I'll pretty much say what's on my mind. I like to tell the truth. I don't like to hide anything. I don't like to sugarcoat anything. I say it. I get it over with. And you know, I try not to hurt people. I try to be as nice as possible to people. But I'm not gonna say something that's not true. I just won't do it.
Right.
I'm sorry. Number four. Here's a regret. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. So she says in this article, often the patients would not truly realize the full benefits of old friends until their dying weeks, and it was not always possible to track them down. Wow. Many had become so caught up in their own lives that they let golden friendships slip by over the years. There were many deep regrets about not giving friendships the time and effort that they deserved. Everyone misses their friends when they are dying. That's really, really powerful. Wow. So that, just reading that, got me thinking, I'm going to stay in closer touch with the people that are, that I'm friends with, and the people that I love. And sometimes, look, too much time goes by and I don't really get on the phone or email my friends, maybe some of my friends, as much as I should. But if you're one of my friends listening to this, and you're all my friends, but anybody that I haven't gotten in touch with for a while, I apologize, and you're going to hear from me, because life should never be too busy to stay in touch with your friends. That's one of the most important things in life.
Yeah, I actually had the experience recently. I mean, this year. I mean, last year.
And depending on what year you're listening to this. Right. Yeah.
Anyway, you know, okay, I don't have my own kids, but my friends, same generation, like, you know, they have little baby to like a teenager, or they have kids. So of course they are super busy. And before she had the baby, like, we had more time to spend. We talked a lot and we shared our opinions, our feelings. You know, we are good friends. But, you know, since, you know, life, many things happened. So she didn't contact me, or I tried, but she didn't answer, or, you know, it happened. But like for me, I always try to understand too, because I'm not that situation. So I have more time. She doesn't have. Then like, do we have to finish the friendship? No, you know, I can wait for her. And, you know, it's, friendship is good, because maybe if you are boyfriend, girlfriend, if my boyfriend, for example, didn't respond my email for 10 days, I would be upset, right? But friendship, if she didn't answer for a year, we are still friends. I think that's the beautiful thing in a friendship.
It's a good way to look at it. I say to my friends, like, no matter how much time goes by, or if we don't see each other for a while, you know, like, we're still friends. And I think as long as we all know that, that's really important. But having said that, it seems like one of the regrets of the dying, one major regret, one of the top five, was they didn't put enough time into actually staying in touch with their friends, and too much time did slip by and they regret it at the end.
So that's why I think, you know, we, every year we have New Year's Day or holiday season, like Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, and we send cards. I think it's nice time to wish you or your friend or your family to have New Year. I think it's even, it's a busy time too, but if you couldn't send a card before the New Year, I think that's fine. You still, like, you know, okay, New Year is the time I show the appreciation to my friends. Something like that. If you decide, you will do it. And if you couldn't do in December, you can do in January. You can do February. You can do it March.
Do it anytime. I noticed you were down on the computer a little while ago sending some really nice cards out to your friends and our friends, which I think was a really nice touch.
Yeah, but which is a little late.
That's okay. It's, well, as you just said, it's never too late.
I just wanted to do it.
Yeah, good. Let's get on to the fifth regret of the dying. I wish that I had let myself be happier. Wow. She says, this is a surprisingly common one. Many did not realize until the end that happiness is a choice. They had stayed stuck in old patterns and habits, the so-called comfort of familiarity overflowed into their emotions as well as their physical lives. Fear of change had them pretending to others and to themselves that they were content, when deep within, they longed to laugh properly and have silliness in their life again. And we've talked about this so many times, Yoko, over many, many episodes, that you know, you get one life to live, and you've got to allow yourself to be happy. And you can live your life the way you want to live it and be happy. Allow yourself to be happy, because when life slips by and time goes by and you look back and you say, wow, I just wish I would have done some of these things that would have truly made me happy. But I just, again, I kind of yielded to all the other people, what I thought I should have done. And I pretended I was happy and I was living in this relationship and everybody on the outside thought that we were happy, but I really wasn't happy. And I knew it. And I had this gut feeling in my body, in my heart, that I wasn't happy, but I had to keep pretending because that's the way to do it. And in order to get out of that relationship or out of that job, it would have been very difficult. And I don't know what would have, you know, the fear of the unknown. So I just tried to stay in it and live it. And everybody, as long as everybody thought I was happy, that was fine with me. But it's not fine. It's not fine. If everybody thinks you're happy, that's not doing you any good. You know in your heart you're not happy what you're doing. So who cares what other people think? I'd almost rather other people know that I'm miserable and I realize and I admit that I'm miserable because then I can make the change. Mm-hmm. But why fake like you're happy? To me, it doesn't make sense. It's going to catch up with you. It's as it says right here in this article, it caught up with people that are dying because they kind of faked that they were, pretended they were happy and they weren't. So, oh my God, I know I'm getting very emotional now, but if you're in that situation, you know it, is your heart's telling you, you know it. So stop faking it. Stop living a false life. Make a change and truly be happy. I did it. I did it many times during my life, many times. And when I say many, I mean, I can think of several at least that I wasn't along the right path. I was trying to make people believe I was happy and I was trying to make myself believe I was happy, but I wasn't. And then I ultimately made the change. And I can say on this day right here, I absolutely feel that I'm living my life the way I want to live it. I'm happy. And you know, when I get to that end point, I really think I'm going to be able to look back and say, yeah, I made those changes and I lived my life the way I wanted to. And I don't have that regret, nor do I have any of those four other regrets. And hopefully I won't have many at all because I'm doing what I want to do in life.
Well, I feel sad if, you know, according to this article, like, you know, so many people are not happy, right?
I know.
I am sad. But I really, really want to say, just believe in yourself. Please remember, you are the only one person in this world. You know, I'm Yoko. Okay, many Yokos are around the world. But I'm the only one Yoko in the world. Is that special? It is special. You know, no one can do what I can do. No one can feel what I feel. So you have to remember you are the only one. You are so special. So you have to love yourself, believe in yourself, so that I think then, like, you can be happy.
You know what I'd like you to do right now? Take out a piece of paper or get on your computer or take out a notebook and write down a regret that you may have right now. Just write it down. If there's more than one, write it down and make it private. Make it so nobody, you know, if it's personal, nobody else can see it. Just write down something that you feel like you're regretting right now. And then once you do, if you have just one or two or three, write them all down. Once you do that, figure out a way to make the change so you will no longer have the regret. Because again, you don't want the years to pass by and you get to the end. Then it's too late. Then you can't change. So right now, if you have any regrets, if you know inside in your heart that you're doing something, you're following this path that might not be right for you, you've got time right now to make the change. But please don't let time pass by, slip by, and it's too late, and then you're one of these people in this article or in this study. Please write them down now, figure out what your regrets are, make the change. And this is how we're slicing our lives, because we're living our best lives possible. And when you live your best life possible, you look better, feel better, stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and many, many more things I could describe. So I hope you take these words very, very seriously. I think this puts another episode in the book. This was a great one. It was really special because I think we've helped a lot of people, Yoko. So until next time, and by the way, before I sign off, I do want to say one thing, that Yoko and I have actually been offered several speaking gigs around the area, and we're speaking to different groups. It can be about any topic, but of course our specialty is just how to live your best life ever, how to charge your life, how to slice your age. We love this. We're passionate about it. So wherever you may be, if you would like me and Yoko to come speak to your audience, to your group, to wow them, to make sure your audience is going to be living their best life ever, we're here. We'd love to do it for you. Just get in touch with me at sliceyourage@gmail.com. And we'd love to be part of your meeting or your group or whatever it may be. So until next time, I am Dr. Dave.
Hey, Yoko.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age. You are no longer alone on this journey.
Slice Your Age.